the development is really sad for the women's movement in Zimbabwe and for the case of women empowerment generally in our country. Because we would have thought that since we had a vice president who was a woman, he was also going to replace that vice president with another woman. But this is not what we are seeing, and it's very sad. This is a retrogressive development, a regression in terms of women's leadership overall in our nation. And we must also contextualize it within the region itself. Zimbabwe is the chairperson of SADC, and one would have thought that as the chairperson of SADC, he was supposed to be exemplary in terms of promoting women's leadership. But this is not what we are seeing, and it's sad.
For years, Zimbabwe was seen as the beacon of women's empowerment, looking at, you know, the time that Mrs. Mjuru, you know, rose to become the vice president. And then what has happened in the past few months, in particular, you know, when First Lady Grace Mugabe came onto the scene and started attacking Vice President Joyce Mjuru, what has this done to the women's movement in terms of the emancipation of women, not only in Zimbabwe, but in the region, in your opinion?
Certainly, like I said, Zimbabwe is the current chairperson, and one would have thought that they are supposed to be exemplary when it comes to some of these issues. But evidently, it looks like President Mugabe was more worried about going after those people who were perceived to be anti-Mugabe within ZANU-PF. It looks like this is just retributive rather than actually ensuring that competent people are part of this Politburo and are part of the presidium. So this is sad. And certainly it's a very dark day, a black day in terms of women's empowerment in the region and in Zimbabwe.
What would be, you know, your word of advice to women in ZANU-PF regarding, you know, this issue of women and leadership?
I think my advice to my sisters in ZANU-PF is that we should not pursue a zero-sum game. If Opam Shinguri, being just the immediate past chairperson of the Women's League and also the gender minister, she was supposed to ensure that was supposed to be part of a message that even as they were campaigning for Miss Mjuru to be ousted, they were supposed to ensure that a woman was going to take over. But obviously, they didn't do a lot of scenario planning. They didn't do a lot of strategic thinking. And as a result, they've actually contributed to this very sad development. It's really unfortunate. We would have expected much more from the women's movement in ZANU-PF. Instead of them being just a movement that is there to prop up men and to give support to men, they must be actually strategically thinking about how they can position themselves to be also part of the power echelons within ZANU-PF.